From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. This is part one in our series, More Than a Resolution. Where do I start?
And as we start today's show, I want you to think about this quote that's been attributed to Brad Paisley that says, "Tomorrow is the first blank page of a 365-page book. Write a good one." I think that's so true as we talk about this concept of resolutions and what that looks like in our lives. But first, we always start with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the One family, someone whose marriage has undergone transformation. Yeah. And this hug comes from an Instagram message that we received that starts with, "I just wanted to say thank you so much. I've been listening to you for about a month or so, but followed on Instagram for over 18 months. I've been married for almost 15 years. We were high school sweethearts.
Wow.
And we have 6 kids under 13.
Wow.
We also didn't have any marriage role models. The last 5 years have been rough with us dealing with emotional infidelity and pornography. And I was at my wit's end 4 months ago. I gave him a 90-day ultimatum to either work on the marriage or leave. My husband actually started to be productive and do something for our marriage. He loves listening to both of you, and I find him reminding me about the new episode. I heard episode 183, The Impact of Pornography on Your Wife, and thank you. My husband just didn't understand why I was so upset, angry, and hurt, etc. when I found some pornography on his phone. I told him he had to listen to you so he could understand better. Anyways, thank you. You guys are amazing."
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I'm glad that these episodes that we did, I mean, that was in our third year.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, coming into our 10th year of podcasting,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that two people, and I want to even say kids at that time, I felt like we were newbie and kids to this podcasting world that has grown and exploded over that time, that two of us sat there and our goal back in those days, and even today, touch one couple. And to know that that episode touched you is truly a blessing. So thank you.
Absolutely. And it's always so significant to us when a couple takes action. And, you know, we're in this series now where we're going to be talking about resolutions and what they are and how we can successfully implement them to create lasting change. And this show is coming out at the first time it's being released is at the start of a new year. And it's where things are a blank slate or an empty book, which is why I loved that quote, you know, this is the first page, blank page in a 365-day book, write a good one,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what people are thinking about. And, you know, we're thinking about what we want our year to look like. And, you know, some of you are thinking about what you want to change or who you want to be in the next 12 months. Like, who is that person that's going to be looking at, you know, on December 31st, looking back and saying, wow, what did this year look like?
Interesting. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
We were at an event recently and, a mentor to me, and I think Elisa as well, said something really interesting, especially based around that 365-day calendar in the year. And he goes, "Most folks will grossly overestimate what they can get done in 1 year and grossly underestimate what they can do in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just an interesting thing as where do we start with this? But to think that through, like sometimes we have these dreams and these ideas. The problem is that we overestimate what we're going to get done in 1 year. So we get hard on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and we give up. And yet it takes time to grow and see the fruit of your labor now.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we start this series, I do think it's important if we're talking about resolutions, y'all mm-hmm. know, if you don't know, if you're brand new to the show, first of all, welcome. Those of you that have been around a little while, you know that if we're using a word that I think needs to be defined, I'm going to define it for all of you. So we're playing with the same definition. And so I looked up what the definition of a resolution
yeah.
is, and it is a firm decision to do or not to do something. And so if you break that apart,
I was going to just say that's very interesting because typically when we see resolutions, it's to not do something.
Well, we're going to get to that in a future episode.
Okay. I understand that, but it just a word to think about, like in our minds, I think we've been conditioned to see resolution is to not do something.
Well, not necessarily, because you'll have people that'll be like, I'm going to work out, right? There are a lot of okay. people. So I'm going to challenge you on that okay. one and say it goes both ways.
Okay.
All right. But if we pull apart that definition, a firm decision, right? So firm, not wishy-washy, not sort of kind of, but solid, like rock solid. If it's firm, you know you can stand on it. And it's a decision, an action, a choice. Like you're going, it's in motion, right? To do or not do something. So we've got this solid action that is a resolution. And we have to understand that. But I want to give you a little bit of, I was doing some research and some of the numbers on resolutions are pretty interesting.
Yeah, let's go there.
Depending on the study that you look at, between 40 to 60%, I actually saw one that went up to almost 80% of folks make resolutions.
Okay.
But less than 10% keep them. The number that actually keep them, I think, is between 7 and 8%.
All right.
In the one family, 37% of you said that you make resolutions. So we tend to be on the low side of that. Out of the 10 most popular resolutions in 2019, the first three had to do with health. 71% wanted to eat healthier, 65% wanted to exercise more, and 54% wanted to lose weight. There were some other ones in there, but it wasn't until you got to number 10.
Okay.
All right, so this is health and all this kind of stuff. It wasn't until you got to number 10 at 13% that people wanted to work on relationships by spending more time with friends and family. I was like, oh, okay. Like, we're not even taking care of the people stuff until we get to the bottom of the top 10 list. I'm glad it was on there, but I'm still like, oh. But I'm proud to say that when we took a survey of the one family, almost 40% of the resolutions that you all shared with us mentioned working on or investing in your relationships. So high five, pat on the back, mm-hmm. you know, gold star day that here we do things differently in the one family. You all are focused on your relationships and you know what is going on in that space and the choices and the actions that you're making. And I will tell you that, you know, we've done that over the years, right? We've been in that 40 to 60% that have made resolutions. Oh, this is going to be the year that I'm going to do X,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm going to eat healthier. This is going to be the year that, you know, we're going to, you know, turn off our phones more often. And we've also been in that 92% that have not kept their resolutions.
Oh, sure.
Countless times, to the point in time where part of the catalyst for this series was, what are we going to do as we're starting this next decade? What are the choices that we're going to make? And so that's really where a lot of this brain energy got wrapped around of going, why, what is the science? What is going on behind this idea of people want to make resolutions? They want to see change. They want to do all these kinds of things. But like by mid-January, I mean, those of you that belong to a gym, you know, you can't get anywhere inside the gym the first 5 days of January. And by about week two, yeah, you got all your machines back. Right?
Yeah.
And that's human nature. And we wanted to understand that. And, you know, as we're looking at this, we're doing it for ourselves because, as Tony said, we are coming up on the 10th anniversary very shortly here in January of the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. We've been behind these mics for almost 10 years. And so we've really had to, as we've approached this new year, this season, go, what are the next 10 years going to bring? Because I will tell you that 10 years ago, we had no idea we were still going to be here in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was giving Tony 10 shows. We'll talk about that in the future.
We grossly overestimated what we could do in 1 year and grossly underestimated what we could have done in 10 years. And I think we're seeing that now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had no idea.
Mm-mm.
And sometimes that happens. When you step out and you take action, but you can't, you know, as we go back to that definition of a resolution is that you can't make a firm decision on what you're going to do or what you're not going to do until you're clear on what you want, until you're clear on what your dreams are,
mm-hmm.
right? Because otherwise it's just kind of like literally throwing a dart at a dartboard saying, maybe that's going to happen. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Like, we're just going to throw it out there. But if you're not 100% sold out for that, then you're kind of like, eh. I wish you could see Tony right now. He just literally shrugged his shoulders.
It's like, and I've done those. So I understand. And you get to, you put it on there because you feel like, oh man, I need to have something on there.
Everybody's doing it.
You know, everybody's doing it. Or I just, and then it's really sort of like, who cares? You know what I mean? Life's good the way it is. I'm okay with where I am right now. And I've gone through seasons like that. And I would say even over the course of this past year, I was in seasons like that. So I totally understand when we look at these and how do we set these up. And one thing I do know is that some of us are just, it's different for all of us on how we're going to set that up.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, our last series, if you're just joining us as a new listener, our last series was all around the idea of dream again. Mm-hmm. And many of you picked up your own dream card. You used this tool to get really clear on what you wanted the new year to look like. And don't worry if you're brand new and you're like, we haven't gotten that yet. Where do I get that? Go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/dreamcard and you're going to be able to get that for yourself. But we know from the emails that we've received, we know from conversations that we've had with folks that, you know, many of you, you got past your dream blocks, right? The mm-hmm. limitations, the like, I'm all stuck. And you moved into a place where you were able to dream and where your lists really started to grow and expand. And now it's like being a kid in a candy store. Right. Or, you know, when you were a little kid and somebody would say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Right. Those dreams. And you'd be like, well, I want to be a fireman, superhero construction worker who, you know, also drives trains.
Mm-hmm.
And people would be like, yeah, go do it. And we need to get into the same concept around the resolution, like getting crystal clear, but having all of those dreams out there and all of the dreams are not necessarily the dreams for this year. You've put them out there, but not everything. Some of them are long-term dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, you know, you may be in your 20s and you've got dreams for what you want your retirement season to look like and you put it down and more power to you. I'm glad you did. Because what you resolve to do today will actually impact what your retirement's going to look like. Some of you have dreams that you want to accomplish in this first quarter. Right? You are going to do, what is that? What, couch to 5K? You know, when people basically...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's Yeah, I remember that program. Just had massive success for folks who wanted to do their first 5K, hadn't run before. Yeah, amazing program. I wonder if I can find a link to that one.
Some of you follow Dave Ramsey. Like we follow Dave Ramsey on Instagram. And so daily, he's posting the, you know, we're debt-free images that people have sent with, you know, however much they got debt free. Some of you have that and some of you will accomplish that in this new year. And for some of you, it may be a 2-year thing or a 5-year thing. Everybody's got their place of what their dream is, but we've got to get firm on and solid on what the actions are going to be. Because if you're not there, if you're still all just wishy-washy, you have not resolved anything. You're being like the 92% of people that have made a resolution say, yeah, I think I'm going to do this. And there's nothing firm behind it. It's just all floating. It's just out there. It's like, oh, rainbows and unicorns. But we've got to talk about, you know, when you want to know where to start, you start with the action. And that's what we're going to talk about next. So you've got your list of all the things that you'd love to see changed, right? You've because it's never just one. I mean, I know some people will be like, well, you know, this year I'm just going to focus on eating healthy. Yeah, but there's more to it than that. Or this is going to be the year that we get closer together. Okay, well, how are you going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be real clear from the beginning. So often what defeats people is the enormity of their dreams. They actually, they have these dreams and you've made your dream card and you're like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. And then you sit there and you're like, oh my gosh, like there's no way. That dream is too big. Like, it's too much. And then you fall into that, you know, 92%. Instead, we want you to actually narrow down your list, right? If this is going to be the year that you're working on your debt, what's the first, for you to narrow that list down, you may just need to know how much debt you have. Right, get really specific. The first thing I resolve to do, and again, you got to use the language that's actually going to shift your mindset. I resolve to get 100% transparency on all of my debts. Like I'm going to call, as awkward and yuck, and I remember this because we did this at one season in our lives. I'm going to call all the credit card companies and find out exactly what my payoff is instead of just ignoring it when my statement shows up.
And I would even say, as you're looking at this, one of the things we can do too often as well is we can have too many big ones. Like we're trying to take care of the debt we're under. We're also trying to get a new job, which is a big transition. Mm-hmm. You know, we're also trying to make sure that I'm trying to think of a third big one right now. And
I'm working on a marriage. Like we're gonna change. We're gonna start the intimacy lifestyle.
Or we're gonna work on all the intimacies mm-hmm. instead of just one. And I do think you have to be looking at this from a perspective of what's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are those minor ones that we are tackling, and yet they just need to be held off a little bit until we get that big one. I just remember when we were going through our debt reduction, and it was there was so much focus on that. I don't know if I would have had the capacity at the time. And again, this is going now 18 years ago now. I don't know at that time where we were, if I would have been able to handle another big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe as we've grown and we've been stretched and we've learned stuff, now I could handle that. I could handle two or three big things, because where we are in life and how we've been able to grow every year, okay, boom, boom, boom. But if you're just starting out and you're looking at, man, this is one big thing, really hone in on that, because I think you're going to have greater success. And I think with success, you begin to stay on the journey. And where I saw that in my life a lot was when I was on the Pacific Crest Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And I love always going back to those moments, because in between towns, which was usually about 4 days and, you know, 80 to 100 miles, you would get to some low points. And it's because you're going through maybe the desert, or you're going through the valley, and it's a little bit, you don't get to see everything. You're not on the crest the entire time. I wish it was. It would be amazing. And yet it wasn't. And so the one goal was, hey, I'm going to get to that next town. The little steps were, I'm going to get up at 5:30 in the morning. We're going to be packed. We're going to be on the trail by 6 a.m. and we're going to do 20 miles today, you know? And so that really helped me to chunk things down to hit the big goal of reaching Canada after 4.5 months.
Well, and I think one of the things that people forget, and I know this has happened for me too, is the interconnectedness of the choices that we make.
Hmm.
So when you resolve to focus on one area, right? Like Tony was saying, you know, you pick the one thing that's right in front of you, and you're like, this is what I need to focus on. Your choices and your decisions around that one area will have a ripple effect into other areas. We've seen it with every couple that has adopted the intimacy lifestyle. We've seen it with couples who have picked up Connect like you did when you first met, and all of a sudden they're asking and answering questions and their communication has shifted. We've seen it with couples who have made date night a regular priority, right? They've taken on, you know, specifically their marriage, let's say, but now they're talking about depth to the conversation. They're talking about how they spend time together. They're talking about things that they actually want to do together. Like all of these other things get impacted because they made a decision to focus on one. So don't mm-hmm. feel like your focus on one will actually eliminate your ability to impact the other areas.
Oh yeah. I mean, because they're all intertwined. I'm just saying the big one is this.
Right.
Like if your big one is like, I'm going to get a new job. And I love our friend Dan Miller mm-hmm. in his book, 48 Days to the Work You Love. I'll put a link to it. I mean, when we were both in places where we weren't happy with where we were and what we were working, Dan's book was the catalyst for us to really focus in on like, okay, this is what we're going to do right now in the process to go through it. So I'll put a link to that too, because yeah. I do love Dan's book.
Right. So you're going to start with one of the two areas that you're going to focus on. Right. So it may be like Tony said, getting a new job. It may be like a lot of people are, you know, they're going to focus on their finances, you know, making a resolution around their finances, or it may be health and weight, or maybe relationships. You know, it's your list, right? This is not Tony and Lisa's list. And that is one thing I want to say. Don't go looking at everybody else's list when they start making resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
They're making decisions based on what they need to work on. You identify what you're going to work on.
Right.
Right. Because if you don't need to get healthier, then don't get so freaked out about somebody else that's making, like, don't compare. It'll make you nuts. And so you've got this list. And the other thing too, if you have too many things on your list, is that you don't know what to focus on. it's like the squirrel thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, over there.
Been there.
When you have your list of a couple things, which one gets you the most fired up? Which one, maybe it's the one you're most excited to start, or maybe for some of you, it's the one that scares you the most. Because some of you need to go to the one that scares you the most.
Because that's where the big breakthrough comes?
That's where the big breakthrough comes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you're like, oh, like that one makes my stomach turn. Okay, you might need a step. You might need a step. And then you've got to understand, what is your ultimate goal in that particular area? Right? If some of you have been like drowning under credit card debt and you're like, oh my gosh, like it terrifies me to think that we're going to have to pull back on everything else so that we can pay this off. And maybe, you know, maybe by December 31st, mm-hmm. maybe we can do this in 12 months, but that terrifies me because what are we going to sacrifice? I will tell you, there are couples in the one family who have sacrificed for, you know, 6, 12, 18 months. And it's ridiculous how close it has brought them as a couple. Things that they thought they were going to have to give up, and they figured out creative ways around it, but because they got specific. And what I mean by that is that you have to ask yourself, what does it mean to me, and what does it mean to our marriage if we have success in that area? Right? If you know you need to lose 40 pounds, instead of being like, yeah, you know, I know, like it'll be good for me to lose 40 pounds. No, what will it mean? What will change in your life if in 12 months that 40 pounds is not sitting on your body? That's a small child. I'm just, you know, pulling numbers out, right? What does it mean to you if, like in Tony's example, you do get that new job this year?
Mm-hmm.
Which I was talking to a gentleman the other day at church. I had a job transfer recently, and you know, we were talking about, I'm like, how's that going? He's like, Alisa, it's been amazing. I have so much less stress in my life, which means ultimately our home is less stressful. Mm-hmm. I've got more time for my wife and more time for my kids. And his wife looks over, and you could just tell by the grin on her face that that was not a bad thing.
Right.
But that was something that took a while. It wasn't just an instantaneous thing, but he had to put the intention. He had to put the resolution that he was actively going to do what was necessary to create that shift. What, I mean, so often when we're thinking about resolutions, we get really, really narrowly focused in thinking it's just about us.
Mm-hmm.
But just like if you work on one area, it has a ripple effect. If you work on yourself, if you work on these things that you've identified, it also has a ripple effect in your relationships. What you choose to focus on will change your marriage. Yeah, and we've got to get into this place where, you know, in that 92% where we're like, oh my gosh, that's a failure. No, it's not a failure, right? As you're stepping into making these changes, as you're looking at this, right? Don't focus on the fact that 92% of people fail. Focus on the fact that you are changing your marriage. You are changing your life. What we know about the one family, let me tell you something we know about you guys. What we know, because we've been doing this for 10 years now, or almost 10 years, is that those of you that implement action do see change.
No, oh, yeah.
The scary, littlest, even the ridiculous amounts of change.
Even the littlest step, that action can become a ripple effect that just begins to just touch every area of your life, your family, your home, your community. And I always love to look at it like, you know, when you're on a pond and it's just glass, and you take a rock and you throw it in, and where it plops, you're like, yeah. And then you see the ripple effect, and you see, and it just keeps going. That's legacy. So what we do now impacts legacy. You know, and sometimes we don't see it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. And we can get discouraged. We can. So make sure you have community around you. Make sure you have people there who understand. Your spouse, for one, you know, is there. And they sometimes don't see it either. You know what I mean? So it's okay to have a guy friend or a girlfriend who can come beside you and say, no, you're doing all right. A mentor couple, because you want those people in your life to help you to go, yep, you got it. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're doing great. It's why I love our Summit Partners in Position of the Month Club. Because we have that private Facebook group. And in there, we're encouraging one another. We're hearing what's happening in couples' lives. And not all of it is great. But we're there. We're there as a community. And folks rise up and they go, hey, I've been there. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been down that road. Or you know what? We can't change where you're at right now. One thing we can do, though, is we can continue to pray for you. And we can be here for you.
Well, and I keep thinking that partly what trips people up so often is this idea that, well, why even start? And I want to nip that in the bud, because you start because you desire a different outcome. Don't get focused on the fact that resolutions fail and 92% of them fail and all this kind of stuff. Don't get focused on being like everybody else. Be focused on the fact that this season, that you are not like everybody else, mm-hmm. that you will make the choices, choose the actions, stand firm in what you're deciding, because you know the extraordinary is on the other side of those decisions. You know that what you do today will impact tomorrow, next month, next year, the next 10 years, right? It seems sometimes so simple and yet so enormous all at the same time. But I'm going to encourage you, we're going to encourage you this week that you make that list, right? What are the big things? What are the things that get you really excited? Then narrow it down and say, okay, what are the action steps, right? What is one thing that I can do that's going to move me forward? And then tomorrow you're going to say, what's the next thing that I can do? Don't look at December 31st. Look at January 5th or, you know, March 2nd or May 15th. Look at the little steps that are close to you. Don't get so focused on the big. Know the big, but stay focused in the present and what you can do today.
Yeah. And if you haven't picked up your dream card, go get it. It's at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/dream card. I'm telling you, you're going to love that. And it's just going to help you to get those bigger dreams out there, to see them, and then you can start to chunk them down. We're truly honored and blessed to have you guys here with us. We're excited for what's ahead. So make sure you join us next week for the More Than a Resolution series, as we're going to go into what keeps us from having success. So let's go. Get in there. Pick that one big resolution or dream, whatever you want to call that, and let's go after it this week. We're honored and blessed to have you guys part of the One family. We truly are. And we know this is going to ignite you. This is going to spark something in you that's going to allow you to just keep on going in your marriage this year. And it's going to bring so much passion and connection with you and your spouse. Love you guys. Have yourself a fantastic week. And we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.